Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Well, we're diving right
we
in.
We have arrived.
Oh, okay. Who? I thought that was the intro.
We have.
No, I mean, if that had been the intro, that's like really the fastest we've ever jumped into.
Ladies and gentlemen. What? Welcome to Shide Show.
Whoa!
Here we are. My name is Brian Gerardo, alongside Greg Hoyt and Robert Schott.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning, ladies.
You know what? Interesting thing happened to me.
Uh-huh. An interesting thing happened to me on the way to the car.
I was not on the way to the car, but something interesting happened to me. So I have been trying to sell this lamp that I made.
You made a lamp?
Yes. So I found this female form. It is a like a mannequin. It's like a half torso. It's a torso.
It's okay? A major award.
Time out. Yeah, Are you telling me you invented the lady leg lamp?
No. Yeah. It's not the lady leg lamp.
We know that's
it's a
not
lady
true.
Torso lamp.
Ooh.
Hmm? So
what torso color?
It's not flesh, but it's see-through-ish. Mm. Well, I don't know
silver?
No, it's not silver either.
Shiny
silver
gold.
Silver and gold.
What is
silver
it?
Silver.
I don't even know.
Gold.
It's like
translucent?
Yeah, whitish, opaque,
clear.
I know.
Do you see through it?
It's not clear.
Is it invisible?
So it's semi-transparent.
Okay.
Anyway,
get to the point.
I'm trying to.
Where did you find this body?
I found it downstairs in my garage.
Mm-hmm. Is she voluptuous or is she flat-chested?
Voluptuous.
Does she have a big ass or small ass?
It cuts off at the waist.
Oh!
Ah!
Sorry. Anyway, so I turn it into a lamp, and I took the bottom of it, which was just a metal stand, a pretty sturdy metal stand, and I made like this sort of rubber... I took a tube and put it around the bottom so that it wouldn't scratch the floor. So it basically has like a little rubber stand at the bottom, and it's pretty nice.
When you were first with her, did you use a condom?
I was never with her.
Got to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never with her.
And
okay.
So the neck of it, is there a head? Or
it cuts off right at the neck.
So,
so that's where you put the bulb.
No face. It's actually inside.
And that's what she's
saying. So you can...
Yeah,
good one. She can raise this thing up and down, and
yeah, of course she can.
And the light stays fixed.
Did you wear a condom?
I didn't have sex with it.
You gotta be safe.
Yeah, it's just a lamp.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I made this lamp, and it's funny because I actually was carrying this form around in my trunk for practically a year without ever doing anything with it because I knew I wanted to turn into a lamp. I just didn't have time, so I turned into a lamp.
Hold,
finally. Yeah,
please,
yeah.
You were carrying around the torso of a voluptuous woman around in your trunk for over a year with a translucent see-through color tone with huge bosoms.
Well, they're not massive.
Huge, massive bosoms.
Huge, massive bosoms in the trunk of your car for a year.
Yeah.
Right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And you're saying you didn't do anything with this torso?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Continue. Go ahead.
So anyway, I put this thing up on Craigslist, right?
What?
Yeah,
I put it up on Craigslist.
Absolutely
that's how I'm
the
sell
reasonable
just
thing
as
to do.
Is. Is it a lamp yet?
Oh, it's a lamp. No, I made it a lamp.
Where's the switch?
Where's the switch?
It's along the cable. Mm. So the switch is on the cable.
Where is the shade? Is there a lamp shade?
There's no shade. The body is the shade.
Oh.
You don't get to see the bulb. Basically, the body glows.
Oh, my God. Dude, why didn't you tell me about this? I would have bought this.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Did you sell it already?
Well, this is the thing. So I had it up on Craigslist. I had it up on Craigslist. Now
that would have been perfect.
And I
that
said,
would have been a nice fucking gift, wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, I had a birthday recently, didn't I?
All right, hold on. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Let me just tell you. I was like, you know what? I didn't put really any money into it other than the cost of the cord and the stuff at the bottom.
And the condoms.
Gonna be safe,
I didn't
man.
Have Game sex custom? With the
okay.
lamp.
Okay.
Right.
So,
right.
so what I did was I put it up for 200 and how much did I do?
What?
$250.
Oh!
I was like, why the hell not? Right? It's Craigslist. You don't get charged to put it up. So I put it up for $250.
Mm.
Nothing happens.
You're kidding.
So, you know, I keep putting it up there. I don't go up.
Oh,
no.
I would have.
No, because this is the thing. I put it up there and I was like, you know, this is a unique, this could be a gift. This could take your space and make it more modern looking.
This could be a life
partner.
Took
some nice pictures, so it looked really good.
This could be a life partner.
No, probably not that. So then
they're lonely people.
I took the lamp and I brought the price down and I put it up for $225. Okay, just a little bit, Just a little nick away at the price.
I like your style, Sean.
Okay. Yeah. Keep putting it up. Put it up for a couple more weeks.
At 225.
225.
Yeah.
And then I just put it up for 200.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. 200.
Now the price starts.
By the way, at 225, I did get...
A bite.
I got a bite.
Couple nips.
Somebody who wanted all sorts of...
pictures
measurements.
Of you.
Oh. No. No, just measurements, right?
Yeah.
Naturally.
So... I give them all the measurements, and then they weren't interested.
Okay, so when you gave them the measurements, did you say it was like a 36 double D?
No. Yeah. No, I didn't
She's
want...
beautiful. She's
I didn't
nice.
Want those measurements.
She
That's
never
not what
talks
Did you say that condoms
no.
come with?
The rest of the condoms I haven't used?
It's a lamp. It's not for having sex with.
Yeah, well, you gotta be sick. Okay. Yeah,
so I basically... that didn't pan out, and so...
Do you know that Brian once told me...
What?
That I could have sex with anybody on the planet as long as I used a condom. And that he felt like he would be able to have sex with, in good conscience, he would be able to have sex with anyone on the planet.
Male or female?
As long as he had, well, female.
Okay. Yeah.
As long as he was wearing a condom.
That's good. All right.
You can't be too safe. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a lamp. Let's bring it back to that, and
so,
nobody's
right.
having sex with it.
All right, so here's where we're at.
Yeah,
the lamp is up. You got a little nip at 225.
Yep.
You drop it down to 200.
Correct.
Go.
Okay, so I updated it with those details about how big it is and all that other stuff, measurements. And just the other day, I get a call and I miss it. So the message says, "Hey." I'm interested in that in the female body form lamp that you have up there.
Yeah, of course you have.
So give me a call. Right. So I call him.
Yep.
And the guy says...
What's his name?
Hold on.
Well, the guy says...
I'm Raul.
No. He says, hey, so I produce a show on Comedy Central.
Go on.
And we're interested in buying your lamp.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And we're going to film it.
Right.
And we're going to put it on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
You selling the lamp to our host. Yes. It's a reality show.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if you were interested in doing this.
Yeah. Oh, I know where this is going.
So I said, okay, wow, this sounds good. He's like, yeah, we'll pay you $250 for it. We'll give you $250 for the whole deal.
All right.
I said, yes, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. When is this happening?
When?
This is happening next week.
Okay.
Are they going to make you look like a freak?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
so this is the thing.
No.
Yeah,
maybe. Let me tell you what the thing is,
please,
Robert.
Brian please. Produces okay. reality.
No,
hidden,
this
fake
is a,
hidden reality
No,
TV.
I know. But this is... Yeah, exactly. This is... The point of this particular episode is that the guy is... And it's a comedian.
Yeah.
The name of the show is The Ben Show. It just got picked up. Comedy Central. It's brand new.
Who is it?
It hasn't actually...
Ben Stein.
No.
Silverman?
No. Hmm. He had another show.
Ben Franklin?
Infomania, I think, was his show or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So he, one of the episodes is that he has to furnish an apartment from just things that he purchased on Craigslist. And this was one thing that they thought was pretty unique and why not put it up there. So I'm going to be one bit in the whole thing. One piece of the episode.
Got it. So
I really want this
tiny
lamp.
Piece.
So here's what I suggest now,
yeah.
Robert.
If, yeah.
It, well, are you done? Can I weigh in on this?
Well, I'm going to say that I was concerned because I also know how they can produce these things and how they can go in and
manipulate
and totally, through editing, make you out to be
a psychopath.
Complete creepster.
Okay. Now.
So, but I looked up the guy. And this guy has done, in the past, he did these segments called Craigslist Interviews.
Uh-huh.
And he would go and interview these people. I saw one of them where he bought this Oscar Mayer Wienermobile Matchbox car. Yeah, from this lady. And it was very nice. It was very simple. And he wasn't, you know, it was an interview.
There was no salacious tilt in any way towards this woman?
No, there were some. There was one element that they added.
Yeah.
What was it?
Are you over there burping?
I burped, sorry.
That's
Excuse
okay.
me.
Greg, are we boring you?
Yeah, I'm watching this Ken Burns documentary over
here. Yeah, well, yeah, it's on in the background.
It's beautiful.
Robert, let me say something. Let
Please,
me,
now,
if
come
I
on
may
in.
Now.
Come on in.
I think that's an interesting story. And by interesting, I think that you have set yourself up for complete destruction.
Hmm.
A reality show producer called you.
Yeah.
The man who kept a bodice of a woman's bust in the in the form of a lamp in his trunk for over a year.
Wait, they don't know that
Robert,
part.
It's Brian's.
They don't know that part.
Brian,
thank you,
ahead.
Greg.
Okay.
They called you up and like, oh, you know what? You want $200? We'll give you $250,
bro. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll give you $250.
Yeah.
To probably play 4 to 5 minutes of television content on their show.
Sure.
Which, by the way,
yeah.
You should be like, oh, you want me to be on your show? It's $5,000.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Because of course you're not going to do that because
Brian, ultimately I wanted to get rid of the lamp.
All right. All right. But here's what's going to happen. I just want you to know. And look, man, I know Robert Scheid.
Right.
And I know no matter how what you do there and how they're going to edit it is going to be two completely different things.
Oh, I know.
They're going to literally set you up and feed you lines and ask you questions so that you say certain things that they will then get into an edit room and completely manipulate and turn around to make you look like a jackass. That is the design of reality television.
Yeah.
And you have signed up for it. Now, granted, you're going to get your money for the lamp, and who gives a shit?
Right.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter. But I just want you to be prepared when you actually see the cut of it, them being like, we're going to go. This host, who's probably, I don't know who the guy is, but I'm sure he's hardly interesting. Yeah, that's right. I called your shit out, buddy, if you're listening.
I'm sure he's listening.
He's listening.
Yeah.
He's just going to be, like, before he goes and knocks on your door, he's like, so we're hanging out with this guy, Robert, and he built this crazy bust of a woman lamp.
Right.
And he's going to joke, not funny, but I'm making joke anyway. Call me Central, blah, 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 blah. Craigslist thing. And they're going to come in, you're going to have three producers being like, hey, man, they're going to treat you with peaches. They're going to bring you lunch. They're going to say, hey, man, really appreciate all kinds of heartfelt things that they're going to say to you to completely manipulate the situation to then turn it into some sort of entertainment that they think that they have control over making, which is completely forced and made up only to crack a joke at your expense.
Brian, how do you know so much about this?
Because I do it.
Fuck your life. FYL.
FYL. Okay.
No, but when I say FYL, you have to say FML.
FYL.
Nope.
Yep.
FYL. No,
Greg.
FYL.
Greg.
FYL.
Brian is in the business of FYL.
I fuck your life.
Yes.
IFYL.
IFYL.
Hi, I'm Brian Gerard. IFYL. You know what? You want to hear?
Greg, I want to hear your opinion on this.
Well, I don't have an opinion. I could give.
Do you think Brian? Really?
Well,
thank you.
No, not about.
I appreciate that.
Not about you being on the show.
Okay.
You'll be fine. All right. They'll edit it. They'll fuck you over. They'll ruin your reputation. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You already signed up. You're desperate for a buck. I get it. We're all desperate for a buck. It's the recession.
I'm just saying you're in a negotiation, like $500. Like up your price.
It's too late. You already signed.
No, exactly. It isn't too late.
It's always too late.
It's fine.
You know what? It's not too late. You know what? Actually, Brian's right. You have all the power. You could say, I actually decided this is worth $500. They could say, we don't have that. And you could say, goodbye.
Very good. Because here's the deal. They're already they have a board in their room.
Oh, I know.
And they're producing this episode, and they've already bulleted points. And they're in a square of them bulleting out and storyboarding how this episode is going to go.
Yeah.
And for another $250, they're going to keep that storyboard intact.
No doubt. And you could make another $250. And you could potentially save your relationship or your reputation. Check it out. And if it doesn't work out and it all falls apart, you have a friend named Gregory Hoyt who would love this lamp.
For free.
For free. Now check it out. Here's the deal too. Here's another story in the adventures of babysitting.
Yeah, please tell
me. In the adventures of babysitting, sometimes, and this goes along with the internet and the destruction of reputations via the internet.
Right.
Sometimes you film scenes, naked scenes. Sometimes you film naked scenes scissoring other girls. Sometimes you film scenes simulating sex with men wearing vampire teeth. And sometimes those scenes.
This is getting so specific.
Sometimes.
Robert's getting so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes those scenes that you filmed for said movie, independent feature, whatever, make it onto the internet. And they make it not only onto the internet, they make it onto global pornography sites. And sometimes your name is suddenly the name of a porn star. Sometimes you film these scenes and they get out. And sometimes your name becomes irrevocably associated with the internet
as a porn star.
But the good news, the good news about the internet, it's just a random.
It's an SF.
It's an ideological. It's an ideological.
No, it's an idea. It's a hypothetical.
But the good news is
very specific hypothetical.
For a mere $20,000, you can clear your up your internet presence pretty quickly.
That is true. I am not going to be scissoring this lamp. So here is the lamp. I've got pictures. I'm gonna put the picture up. So this is what I made. That's the base.
It's actually a very classy looking lamp.
Dude, you should totally give this to me. It's very classy. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh wow, so, she's tall.
Yeah. So
it's very tall, it's very translucent.
Yeah.
I think that is a good looking lamp, and I'm glad that you're getting your 250. I'm saying you're in a position to get 500. You're going to be on a reality show.
I agree.
Don't trust anything they ever tell you, ladies and gentlemen of our beloved Sideshow audience. If a reality show producer ever calls you and tells you something, they're lying.
Mm. How do you know?
I do it.
You know.
Yeah.
Good luck, Robert.
Thanks.
I think it's going to be fun. You know what you should do? Film them filming you.
You should.
Yeah. You know,
That's actually more real than their reality show.
It's not a bad
show idea.
Look, my take on it is that, number one, I wanted to sell the lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting more than what I asked for it. Mm. What I asked for it in the beginning. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. You're using the secret. Okay? You've manifested this.
Number two... I did do a vision board over it.
But you just put that energy up. Number two,
I'm going to be on Comedy Central if they end up using the segment.
They will.
Like, there's that whole question.
They will.
And I'll have fun doing it.
Yeah. I think you should, when they knock on the door, and the whole transaction, they're going to come and they're going to prep you and they're going to tell you exactly what to do and what to say and all that stuff. And you're going to say, cool, that's fine. We're going to run through it a few times. But then when the cameras are actually rolling, I think you should totally do the whole thing in a German accent.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Hello,
I think it'd be great.
This is my lamp I made. It was in my trunk many years.
Do a full character.
And I finally came and put it into a lamp form.
Cut.
Yes,
Robert.
Yeah.
Why not, man? You have nothing to lose.
Cool, thanks. I'm wondering where did the German accent come from?
What's that? No. Let's do it again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like what we talked about, where we're just going to ring the doorbell. Yeah.
Okay,
we just need you to answer it.
I come to the door. Okay, cool.
And just kind of go through.
Let's do it again.
All right, here we go. All right, rolling. Action. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guten Tag. Come in, please. It's so nice of you to come here. Look, this is my lamp that I wanted to
put. I can hear his accent in the boom.
Hold on, Robert, just a second. I got to talk. I got to talk with the executive.
Is that a microphone?
I got to talk with the executive producer.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's the one on the boom.
Yeah, he's boom miking right now.
Because this is the Comedy Central reality.
It's Comedy Central reality crew.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
EP is also the boom operator.
Yeah, private.
I just got, are you picking up that German accent?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't sure if it was just me hearing it.
He's being a German character. Because he wants to get a big break because it's Comedy Central.
Oh, right.
He's trying to use this to his advantage.
Okay, that makes sense. So, should we just let him do it?
Yeah. Let's just leave.
Hey, Robert, we've reconsidered.
Yeah, sure.
We're not going to buy the bodice.
And so, here's $500 for your trouble.
Oh, thanks.
Yep, thanks. Yep,
see ya.
Bye.
I know somebody who could really use this lamp.
There you go. So you get the 500 and the lamp.
Hello, this is Gregory Hoyt.
Hello, this is Robert Scheid.
Oh, hey, Robert.
I'm just calling to let you know I have a free lamp for you.
Oh, yeah?
It's in the shape of a woman's bodice.
Oh, great. Is it the one we were talking about on the show?
Yes, with the large breasts.
Oh, I can't wait. Bring it on over. I'm home.
I'm coming.
Love you.
Beep.
Oh.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
What the hell? What was that show?
Get on to Craigslist and check out what is available. It is fruits of everyone's labor.
And do not date via Craigslist.
Oh, I think you should.
Good final word of advice.
I think you should.
You think Greg you should?
Hoyt. We can talk about that some other time.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be off of Robert Scheid.
Yeah.
Gregory Hoyt. I'm Brian Gerard.
Oh, yeah.
We're the Scheid Show.
Yay.
Yes, the lamp was in my trunk for a full year before I decided to turn it into a lamp.
Boo.
Cut!
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.